measures and guidelines. So just a few announcements. Every Sunday, Sheikh Sahid continues his class on Imam Nawawi's 40 hadith. So that starts at 10:45 a.m. And then immediately after that, Dr. Siddiqui will hold his tafsir class at 12 noon, and it's all on the same Zoom link and Facebook link. So as most students return to online classes, tomorrow evening, ISOC and OCS will be discussing how to help students with their emotional and academic needs. So professionals, Dr. Marwa Azab, Dr. Salma Shabaik, and our OCS principal, Sister Maisa Yusuf, will share advice at 8 p.m. tomorrow evening. And we have now started the month of Muharram. It's the new Islamic calendar year of 1442. So please, later this evening, join Dr. Siddiqui as he discusses the hijrah of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the circumstances of this historic journey and the transition from Mecca to Medina. I know that we all have to be connected during this time to many online sessions for work and school and things like that, but it's also important to make the time to connect to things that are important to our history and to our deen and to our community. So please tune in at 8 o'clock p.m. this evening, again with Dr. Muzammil Siddiqui, on Facebook, Zoom, or the ISOC YouTube channel. And finally, please remember to keep cool and well hydrated during these hot summer days. As we leave, remember to exit one row at a time, and please use the 11th Street parking lot to exit when you leave after Salah. Jazakallah khairan, assalamu alaikum.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
الحمد لله إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. We begin in the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We seek His guidance, we seek His assistance, we seek His blessings. We put our complete trust and reliance in Allah. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to remind us to have the beautiful attribute of taqwa. O you who believe, be mindful of Allah, be conscious of Allah, be aware of Allah in a way Allah has a right that you be conscious of Him and that you be in awe of Him and do not die unless you die in a state of Iman and Islam, a state of submission. Wa ba'd. My dear brothers and sisters, 30 years ago, There was a very monumental scientific event that took place, and this was the launch of the Hubble telescope. The Hubble telescope launched in 1990, and the world was waiting for the images to come back that would show us the majesty of this universe. What do the galaxies look like? What are the distant stars, the different other solar systems, other planets? What do they look like? Was there harmony? Was there chaos? And as the whole world waited for the results of this telescope, which was a magnificent creation of humanity, of course, with the guidance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that He gave us the ability to do such a thing, all the images came back extremely blurry. And the scientists were confused. They were saying, what's going on? It's a multi-billion dollar project with the smartest scientists in the world. And this camera that's up in space comes back with blurry images. And it turns out, as they did an analysis, the problem of the Hubble telescope was that the lens on it, one of the main lenses, the mirrors, was a little bit, the polish was incorrect. They said actually the polish was off by about the width of a human hair. So hardly any, you know, little aberration in that mirror, and all the pictures that came back incorrectly. And after a lot of work, they were able to fix it by sending up new mirrors and a new system. Took 3 more years before finally they saw the universe for how it really looked to us. Why do I begin with this story, my brothers and sisters? I begin with this story because it tells us something about the nature of life. It tells us that there is a reality out there. It tells us there's something real in the sense that you could actually see with your eyes, that you could perceive with your vision. But if something was incorrect in the system that's processing that image, then the image itself does not make sense. And this is a beautiful metaphor for how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created the human soul. The heart with its fitrah, the nafs, has the ability to perceive things in magnificent ways. The spiritual insights that the anbiya were given, the spiritual insights that the salihin and the righteous can have. But what blocks any of us from having those insights is something that's the polish is not correct on our hearts. And I want to speak about that polish today from just one angle. There's many angles. And this is from the angle of understanding uncertainty in life. And I'm saying this because over the last few months, as we've all been living in an uncertain world, we've seen people who see the world in different ways. People who see the world as seems like it's coming to an end, everything is a catastrophe, it's a disaster. Those who are resilient. And there's different ways that people see the exact same event and process it very, very differently. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He gives us ayat that are meant to fix our perception of how we're supposed to, the system of how we see the world. And much of this comes back to the human expectation that we want to have certainty in what is going to occur. We want to be sure. And so everything we do in life, we seek that certainty. When we get up in the morning, right, and we want to even get in our car and go to work, we GPS our route. Even though we've been there the last 1,000 days, I got to make sure there's not a traffic jam. I got to make sure that there's not a roadblock. When we're shopping online for something, you shop for hours and hours and hours. Why? I got to make sure that I got the best deal out there. So it's the human nature is to attempt to reduce uncertainty. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the only certainty in this universe. And He gives us a verse that I believe sets the foundation in the hearts of a believer for how to perceive this world, which is that I am faqir. I am incapable of fully understanding this universe, and Allah is the only one who's able to do it. So Allah says, إن الله عنده علم الساعة وينزل الغيث ويعلم ما في الأرحام وما تدري نفس ماذا تكسب غدا وما تدري نفس بأي أرض تموت إن الله عليم خبير. This verse in Surah Luqman, my dear brothers and sisters, to me is an astounding verse because Allah gives us some insights into His knowledge. But what He tells us about things that we are dying to know. So Allah says that indeed, to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone belongs the knowledge of the Day of Judgment. And all of us wish we knew when that time was going to come for any of us, right? Like it's like people are obsessed with trying to figure out, when is this world going to end? How long do I have left to live? Allah says, this is for me alone. وَيُنَزِّلُ الْغَيْثِ. And Allah alone is the one who knows when the rain is going to fall. Now, we may not think about it much today, but whether you realize it or not, rainfall is what dictates the world economy. It dictates our food, it dictates travel, it dictates agriculture, our water supply. And we have forecasting, we have 75% probability of rain and 25% probability of this. It's all probabilistic. And we want to know this, and we spend, again, millions of dollars in research to get closer at having certainty into what the weather is going to be like tomorrow. And then Allah says, وَمَا تَدْرِي نَفْسٌ مَّاذَا تَكْسِبُ غَدًا. Our incomes, our jobs, we wish to have certainty in that, that my job is stable, my income is stable. I like to see every 2 weeks my paycheck be the same. But Allah says, only He knows the state of our financial states and what is going to be for us tomorrow or today in our earnings. وَمَا تَدْرِي نَفْسٌ بِأَيِّ أَرْضٍ تَمُوتٍ. And even where we die, the place, will be unknown to us. So Allah tells us this because He's trying to really let it get into your hearts. That all the things you crave to know, all the things you wish you had certainty of, you will never have. So relinquish the pursuit of certainty. Relinquish it. And be busy in the pursuit of the certain, who is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is why the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he gave a hadith. We all heard, especially during this pandemic, but the reminder is beneficial, that if you had true reliance upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then you would behave as the birds do. And although we hear it, I sometimes wonder if it internalizes into my heart and everyone's heart, because sometimes we say we've heard that hadith before. But in this hadith, the Prophet is saying, look at the bird for an example of how to behave under uncertainty. These birds, they get up every single day. By the way, they wake up before Fajr, right? They don't wake up after Fajr. So take that lesson from them as well. You wake up before the sun rises. And they engage in their own version of dhikr. As they are doing their chirping, that's their tasbih. And they do not know what time their breakfast will come. They do not know what time their lunch is going to come. They don't know where it is going to be. They don't know what flavor and variety of a meal they're going to catch that day. They know none of this. Yet, they pursue the bounty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala without any anxiety, or they're not paralyzed. And so this is the reminder for us, is how do we act? SubhanAllah, schools are opening, many of us who have kids. There is uncertainty, what are our kids going to learn? I doubt much. Sitting online in Zoom for many hours a day, how is it going to be your learning compared to before? Our jobs might be uncertain. Our mental health, one day we're feeling good, one day we're not feeling so good. Everything seems to be still for an indefinite period of time, uncertain to us. We don't know when anything is going to go back to normal. And so we have a choice to either have the lens of the believer, the lens that says, Ya Allah, I don't know, I don't need to know, and I'm not going to obsess over it. I'm going to ensure that I live my life in a way that is pleasing to you, and I put the uncertainty in your hands, Ya Allah. I think of a parable that works, SubhanAllah, for those who invest in the stock market. Hopefully, there's two ways to invest. One is you can be obsessive, and every hour you check your stocks, and every day you check your stocks, and you know, you see the line, it's up today, you're excited, it goes down, you get really, really sad and depressed. Or you say, I trust this company. I have faith that this company has a vision. Hey, it might go down tomorrow. Yeah, the pandemic, there's going to be some correction. But I know long term, I'm going to be in a good state of mind. What investor are you? Are you the uncertainty intolerant investor who's like, I got to know, I got to check every hour, every hour? Or are you just, you know, I know, I'm not sure, but I have confidence in the institution itself, in the company itself. So if you can do that when it comes to your money, how about when it comes to how we operate with the universe and our children and our spouses and our jobs and everything else? Ya Allah, I'm not going to, every day I don't need to know exactly what's going to happen, how is it going to happen. I'm not going to stress if my kids have, if the internet goes down and they can't get into their Zoom call today, or if, you know, my business is down today. I know, Allah, You are in charge of this universe, the mudabbir. You are the administrator of all the affairs. I know the trajectory of this life will be fine because you're in charge. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us amongst those who accept His power and His might, and we put our uncertainty in His hands. أَقُولُ قَوْلِ هَذَا وأستغفر لي ولكم فاستغفروه إنه الغفور الرحيم التائب من ذنبي كما لا ذنب له فادعوا الله the one who repents from his sins is like the one who is sinless so ask Allah to forgive us of all of our shortcomings and our mistakes مغفر لنا ذنوبنا كفر عنا سيدنا الحمد لله وكفى وصلاة وسلاما على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه من ولا In the last 2 minutes I have, I want to just talk about some insights we have learned in studying uncertainty in the Muslim community. Over the last 6 months, I have been heavily engaged in this, studying Muslims worldwide in the US and how uncertainty changes their life. I want to share some of the findings that perhaps it'll motivate us to think back and recalibrate our mirror so we see the world through the lens that we're supposed to see it through. Those people who struggle with uncertainty, who fight back against it, who find discomfort in it, they often engage in more maladaptive behaviors. They often engage in looking to the creation for solutions. So they go to the news obsessively, and that is of course bad for them. So that's one finding, is that their mental health suffers worse because of their constant desire to remove that uncertainty and seeking it in the news. And as we all know, the news is not a place that's going to give a certain knowledge. Number two, interestingly, recently we found in a study of Ramadan that Muslims who were uncertain or intolerant of uncertainty, they donated substantially less. Now think about this, the opportunity to do khair, the opportunity to do good, to invest in the ummah, in Ramadan, the most sacred time of the year. Even religious people who prayed 5 times a day found it hard to part with their wealth because their mind was thinking about, what if I lose my job? What if my 401k goes down? What if my investments did decrease? And that uncertainty made them so fearful about their money that they held back from giving it to the masjid, from giving it to schools, and to giving it to relief. So there's a lot more, but the point is that it has a real effect on the way we live our lives. Both when it comes to the dunya and our happiness in it, and the reward that we lose out on in the akhirah because we made the choices that were less than optimal. So the last statement to make is get into a habit every day of trying to relinquish the pursuit of certainty by turning to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Say things like la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah regularly so it becomes internalized in your soul. There is no power, there is no might, no one can change the situation except for Allah. This pandemic could exist for as long as Allah wills, it could disappear tomorrow if Allah wills. And once you get that and you get that into your heart, then you wake up and you say, whatever happens, happens. Yeah, my kid didn't learn a whole lot today, no big deal. Yeah, my income dropped a little bit today, no big deal. My income doubled today, no big deal. I trust Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He knows what is best. In this moment, I will do what I was asked to do, worship Him appropriately, thank Him when He blesses me, be patient when He tests me. And it's actually a very simple way of living. It's far less complicated than having to do all kinds of fancy analyses and reading and obsessing over details that you don't have to obsess over. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to guide us in the pursuit of Him as al-haq, the certain. Allahumma hadina fi man hadayt, wa'afina fi man afayt, wa tawallana fi man tawallayt, wa barik lana fi ma a'tayt, innaka taqdi bil haqqi subhanak, wa la yuqda alayk, wa laka shukrana bima a'tayt, nastaghfiruka Allahumma min jami'i dhunubi wal khataya wa natubu ilayk. Rabbana atina fi dunya hasana fil akhirati hasana wa qina adhaban nar. Rabbana la tuzigh qulubana ba'da idh hadaytana wa hab lana min ladunka rahma innaka antal wahhab. Allahumma alif baina qulubina, Allahumma wahhid safufana, Allahumma hadina wahdi bina. وجعلنا صبا لمن اهتدى اللهم مكن لدينك في الارض وافتح له قلوب الناس اللهم امين وقيم الصلاه ان الصلاه تنهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر ولذكر الله اكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون
الله اكبر الله اكبر اشهد ان لا اله الا الله اشهد ان محمدا رسول الله حي على الصلاه حي على الفلاح قد قامت الصلاه قد قامت الصلاه الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
لا إله إلا الله استوت رأسه يرحمهم